It's Monday, April 15th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A motorcycle rider was injured and airlifted after a crash Sunday on Highway 53. Avian influenza is in some dairy herds, but experts say milk is safe to drink. Geldwin in Russ County is closing, affecting 350 jobs, and the fire danger is high across much of the state. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A motorcycle rider was injured and airlifted to a hospital in Eau Claire after a crash Sunday afternoon. The bike crashed in the median just before 1 p.m. Sunday on Highway 53 in Rice Lake, just south of Highway 48. It was not known at this time what caused the crash, who the rider was, or how severe their injuries were. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald confirmed it was a single rider on the bike. The northbound lanes of Highway 53 were briefly closed for the LifeLink helicopter to land. The crash was cleared by 1:30 p.m. Dairy milk remains safe despite avian influenza being detected in some herds. Adam Brock is with the State Ag Department's Bureau of Food Safety.
There's a very low risk of anybody contracting avian influenza from their milk supply. There's procedures and hurdles in place. And as always, pasteurized milk from you get from your local quick trip or wherever you're going, that's all going to be pasteurized. Your cheese is all taken care of. Plenty of food safety hurdles, so milk is not a concern.
H5N1 bird flu has been identified in at least a dozen dairy herds across six states. The closure of a northern Wisconsin manufacturing plant will result in the loss of hundreds of jobs. Bob Haig tells us more.
Employees of Geldwin in the Rusk County village of Hawkins were informed on Thursday that the facility will close along with a plant in Vista, California. The Hawkins plant manufactures wood windows and doors and employs about 340 workers. And according to the company, the closure is expected to be complete by the first quarter of next year. Production is being consolidated to a facility in Rantoul, Illinois, part of the Champaign-Urbana metropolitan area. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
More details are known about the Smith Bridge wildfire in Washburn County. The Department of Natural Resources said two trailer homes and five outbuildings were destroyed. Another 10 homes and 23 outbuildings were threatened but saved from the fire that burned an estimated 191 acres near Gilmore Lake, northwest of Minong. No injuries were reported. Fire crews first responded Saturday afternoon and involved 12 local fire departments, 10 DNR fire trucks, 9 plows, and 4 firefighting aircraft, including 2 aerial water tankers. Local properties were evacuated, but residents were able to return Sunday morning after the fire was under control. The cause was under investigation. Fire danger remained high across much of the state. Burn permits are suspended in many areas, and burning discouraged in areas exempt from permits. Check fire danger levels and see active wildfires at the DNR's website, apps.dnr.wi.gov/wisburn. The Department of Transportation reminds drivers and farm vehicle operators to share the road during planting season. Ted Allen tells us more.
Over 2,000 crashes involving farm vehicles have been reported in Wisconsin over the past 5 years. The DOT asks drivers to slow down and provide extra room when encountering slow-moving farm vehicles. Drivers are also reminded that it's illegal to pass a farm vehicle in a no-passing zone. The agency also asks farm vehicle operators to know the lighting and marking requirements for their vehicles, be familiar with road weight restrictions, and stay as far to the right as they can while on the roadways. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.